This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. For the Christian world, this is Good Friday, which marks the crucifixion of Jesus. But as people prepare to celebrate Christ's resurrection on Easter Sunday, things will be dramatically different than in the past. There will be empty churches, families separated by social distancing, and mourning. All signs of fresh cruelty being inflicted every hour by the new coronavirus worldwide. The pandemic now has claimed well over 98,000 lives. In its running tally, Johns Hopkins University puts the number of cases at 1.6 million. Here in the United States, COVID-19 cases total 467,000, a record, as the death toll closes in on 17,000, a number that has exceeded only in Italy. The epicenter is the state of New York, which accounts for nearly a third of the American cases. And yet there are glimmers of promise. For a growing number of days, virus hospital cases in New York have been dropping. Yesterday, there were just 200 higher than the day before. That is prompting hope that the height of the infection outbreak in New York may be past, that the statewide lockdown is doing what it was designed to do, both to level the number of victims and to push the figures onto a downward slope. Some of the panic, especially in badly overcrowded hospitals in New York, with their 18,000-plus virus patients, is said to be dissipating. The focus is on New York City, where COVID-19 has so far taken close to 8,000 lives, with another 777 victims added to the list yesterday alone. U.S. President Donald Trump has asserted the country has reached the top of the hill with new cases, though medical experts have yet to make that claim. The administration is known to be pushing for a reopening of the economy as early as May 1st. The nation's preeminent infectious diseases specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN today this is no time for Americans to let up on their pandemic mitigation efforts. And he said what he has said before, any date for restarting the American economy will be dictated by the direction of the pandemic. Dr. Fauci also said a large number of coronavirus antibody tests should be available in the U.S. next week. This is VOA News. About 17 million Americans have lost their jobs so far in the past 3 weeks because of the pandemic, and economists suggest American unemployment could reach higher than 20% if the national shutdown is prolonged. The New York Stock Exchange is closed for Good Friday. The markets ended the week with a 12% gain in the S&P 500, the same for the Dow, one of Wall Street's biggest weekly gains on record. In Europe, roadblocks are being used in places to discourage large Easter gatherings. Spain has suffered the highest number of coronavirus cases in Europe, 157,000, with a death toll close to 16,000, second only to Italy, where more than 18,000 victims have died. The fatality count in France has surpassed 12,000. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is on the mend from COVID-19, now out of an intensive care unit in London, where oxygen was used to aid his breathing. The 55-year-old Johnson remains hospitalized, but his move out of the ICU is being greeted with a national sigh of relief. Meanwhile, the count of coronavirus deaths in Britain is closing in on 8,000. That number has been rising quickly, and the UK is comparing the situation to its life and death struggles of World War II. European heads of state will confer by video conference on April 23rd. On the agenda, the expenditure of a half-trillion euros to bolster European economies battered by the pressure of the pandemic. The coronavirus has yet to show its fury in Africa. Nigeria, the continent's most populous country, has recorded 288 cases with only 5 deaths. But there is another life-threatening plague at work, the biggest outbreak of locusts in decades. Now the second wave of the voracious insects, 20 times the size of the first, is arriving in East Africa. Millions of people are at risk of losing their food security. The United Nations has raised its aid appeal from $76 million to $153 million. The pandemic aside, there is a presidential campaign that continues in the United States. Former Vice President Joe Biden is poised to become the Democratic Party's nominee to face Donald Trump, who is seeking re-election with voting set for November 3rd. Biden is expected to focus next week on his choice for vice president. He's on the record as saying his running mate will be a woman. If Biden is elected at 77, he would be the oldest American president in history. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning that the coronavirus pandemic is threatening international peace and security, that it poses the danger of increased social unrest and violence that would greatly undermine the world's ability to fight the disease. Once again, our lead story, the new coronavirus pandemic now has claimed over 97,000 lives. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of cases worldwide at a staggering 1.6 million. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall via remote.